It's June, and that means opera season is here. Cincinnati Opera celebrates its 93rd season with a new work, a new venue, and a community concert in Washington Park. Cincinnati Opera's artistic director, Evans Mirages, is usually in charge of the mic, but this evening he's our guest. Welcome back, Evans.
Thank you very much, Anne.
Opera in the Park is Sunday, June 9th, kicking off the first week of the opera season. This is the first time Cincinnati Opera has done something on this order.
Yes, it is, and we're very pleased and proud to be able to join in the thousands of people who have started to enjoy what we lovingly call our front yard. Because Washington Park, as you know, in the last couple of years has undergone an amazing transformation thanks to 3CDC and support throughout the city. And now at its north end, at the apex of what they call the Great Lawn, there is a proper stage, which can seat a moderate-sized orchestra, chorus and soloists. And so we thought, what better way to kick off opera season, and also what better way to celebrate the heart of the city of Cincinnati, which is Washington Park and Over the Rhine, by offering what we do best, which is provide opera. And it's totally free. You bring your blanket, you bring your family, you bring your picnic. If you don't want to bring your picnic, there are concession stands and food trucks. It's going to be a very, very festive evening under the stars.
Well, tell us more about it.
We decided that you only do something like this if you do the best job possible. And I put out the call to stars from our first two productions. Now, they're all incredibly busy already at that point in our season, rehearsing Don Giovanni and Rosenkavalier, our first two presentations. I can't tell you how quickly they responded, either directly or by their agents, saying, I have to be part of this concert. I have to be part of this concert. It sounds like a terrific idea. So with the singers in hand, I looked toward our partners, the CSO, and realized that their assistant conductor, Robert Trevino, is a very accomplished opera conductor already for his relatively tender years. Robert was willing to jump in and be our conductor. And of course, a concert with opera singers requires also an opera chorus, and we have one of the best. And so a complement of our chorus will be on stage as well. So the only thing you're not going to have is costumes and scenery and makeup. You're going to have some of the greatest operatic music, the most familiar, a couple of maybe unfamiliar things to entice the more veteran opera goers. But for me, the most important thing is it's going to be an evening to celebrate where music began, which is out of doors, and where we lived our lives as an opera company for over 50 years, because, of course, as you know, we started at the zoo. So we're back outdoors with a concert for the people of Cincinnati.
And who are some of the singers who are participating?
Oh, I'm very excited. Nicole Cabell, who is one of the great Mozartians of our time and is actually singing in our production of Don Giovanni, Donna Elvira. Ruxandra Donoze, who has been with this company three times already and comes back this summer to sing Octavian in Der Rosenkavalier. Marco Panuccio, who is, of course, a local favorite, and he will sing his signature tune, Nessun Dorma, which will bring down the house. We're very, very excited that a young baritone who started out in our chorus and at CCM, Norman Garrett, who's now a member of the Wolf Trap Young Artist Program. Norman is flying in especially to be part of this program. Lucas Meacham, who is making his company debut as our Don Giovanni and is already singing in all the major opera houses of the world. Alexander Shoney, who started her career with us last summer, singing a smaller role in Johnny Skeeky, is back with us this summer. Alexandra is one of those wonderful sopranos who seemingly can do anything. And I'm proving that point this summer because Alexandra is actually in all four operas with us. And the icing on the cake for Alexandra Shoney is that she's a Cincinnati native. She actually grew up in Indian Hill. Very young tenor by the name of Aaron Blake, who's making his debut with us, singing Don Ottavio. And it's just going to be an incredible, incredible evening. Everything from Carmen to the Pearl Fishers, the chorus will sing the Anvil Chorus and Va Pensiero from Verdi to celebrate Verdi's 200th birthday. There's some music from musicals. West Side Story will be featured. Also, Les Mis. So it runs the gamut.
And you did say picnics, and there will be food trucks, and it'll be a wonderful festive kind of celebration.
Not just to kick off our season, which, of course, that's what it's designed to do, but it's also to simply celebrate that Cincinnati has made so many amazing transformations in the last few years, I think none of which is any more amazing than the restoration of Over the Rhine and Washington Park, the beating heart of the city of Cincinnati.
Let's talk a little bit about the season now, because you've got an exciting season lined up. You're going to be staging Philip Glass's Galileo Galilei. That's the third opera in this season. And for those of us who couldn't hear your opera wrap, tell us a little bit about this opera and where it's going to be performed.
This is part of a new initiative that we're calling the Opera Campus, because with the restoration of Washington Park, with the beautiful new SCPA school, School for the Creative and Performing Arts, adjacent to our building, the planned restorations of Memorial Hall, which is already still a vibrant place to work, and of course, the anchor tenant, as they say in a mall, Music Hall, we have a nexus here in the heart of Cincinnati now that is perfect for a festival. So we wanted to inaugurate a series of smaller scaled operas, that is, operas better seen in an intimate setting. So as part of our new initiative called CO2, every summer now, in addition to grand operas and music hall, we present one opera in the more intimate 750-seat Corbett Theater in the School for the Creative and Performing Arts. And we decided to begin with a signature piece that we'd never done before, by a composer whose work we had not been able to present before. You have to realize that Philip Glass, who is now 78, has written 28 operas. He's getting up there with Verdi and Handel as far as the prolific nature of his output, and they just get better and better. If you know some of his earlier works, like Einstein on the Beach, which are very, very minimalist and very, very repetitive, and for some people, not easy to take, Galileo is absolutely the opposite. Over the years, Glass has developed a great melodic gift. His harmonic motion is a little bit faster now, but most importantly, he's telling real stories now. Galileo Galilei is the life of the great philosopher and scientist and writer, told from his end to his beginning. The opera is a little bit like the Sondheim musical, Merrily We Roll Along, which takes the tale from the end to the beginning. This is a beautiful story of a man who dared to be original and who had a conflict in his duty to his empirical genius and his church, which said, no, everything revolves around the earth, not the other way around. And Galileo knew in his heart of hearts and by his observations that that wasn't true. And he paid for it dearly by ending his life under house arrest because he dared to go against convention. So it's the classic story of the individual with genius trying to change society's perceptions. And at least in his lifetime, he fails. But history vindicates him. And of course, now we all know how the planets move. I love one particular scene in the opera when Galileo is walking in the gardens of the Castel Gandolfo with Cardinal Barberini, who will become Pope Urban VIII. And as Pope Urban VIII, he has to transform himself from Galileo's best friend to actually his persecutor, because, of course, he goes against the laws of the church. And they're having this wonderful dialogue, very witty dialogue. And Galileo is promoting his idea to Barberini, who warns him that's against church teaching. That's all he says. And Galileo says, well, but you must agree, Cardinal, that the Bible is actually about how to go to heaven, not how the heavens go. And that's just one example of the wonderful wit and humanity that is part of this opera. I'm so excited about it because it's a great life story told with incredibly beautiful music.
And it's going to be an SCPA, and so there will be several more performances of it because of the fact that it's a smaller theater.
That's correct. We'll have 5 performances of Galileo, and that's really just to accommodate our normal subscription audience. So tickets are going to be tight if you want to come and see it. So I would suggest calling our box office early so that you can make sure to get one of those seats. And there's not a bad seat in the house, by the way. SCPA is a glory because of its sort of crescent moon shape with none of those obstructing poles like we have in our 1878 musical.
No, it's a wonderful venue. It absolutely is. And in addition to Der Rosenkavalier and Don Giovanni, we have Aida offering spectacle, grand music, and an opportunity to hear Latonia Moore, who made a spectacular debut at the Metropolitan Opera.
She did. She jumped in. She was scheduled to do a couple of later performances anyway, and I saw one of her very first Aidas a few years ago, signed her up immediately. So imagine my joy when I turn on the Saturday afternoon broadcast and saying, stepping in for an undisposed Violetta Urmana, the American soprano, Latonia Moore. And I thought, well, well, well. And you should have heard the ovations at the end of that performance. The place went crazy.
I did hear it.
Absolutely crazy. So we're very excited.
Yeah. And Opera Goes to Church and Opera Goes to Temple are all sold out, aren't they?
Yes, they are. This initiative begun really at the beginning of my tenure by my wonderful colleague, Tracy Wilson, who is our community engagement director, takes opera into the community in a new way. We go to places of faith And we really collaborate. It's not just bringing an opera concert into a church or into a synagogue. It is bringing the music of the world of opera, which has such universal appeal, and collaborating with the faith traditions of those churches. So, for example, when we go to Allen Temple, the gospel tradition is very, very strong. When we go to Rockdale Temple, we have this summer, I'm so excited, I've always wanted to do this, there is one terrific tenor part for a very faithful older Jewish man, Eleazar, in La Juive by Alevi. Mm-hmm. This is the last role that Enrico Caruso learned before his untimely death. And he made probably one of the famous opera recordings of all time of the famous aria for Eleazar. And Richard Troxell, who is singing Galileo, has agreed to participate in the Rockdale Temple and sing Rachel, Con du Seigneur.
Well, as always, it's a delight talking with you. My guest is Evans Mirages, the Harry T. Wilkes Artistic Director of Cincinnati Opera. Opera in the Park is Sunday, June 9th at 7 p.m. in Washington Park. You can find more about the season by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Arenstein.